Notes from America is supported by Future Hindsight, an award-winning podcast that shares big ideas about participating in American democracy, beyond voting, but short of running for office. Join host Mila Atmos for stimulating and incisive conversations with citizen changemakers on topics ranging from gerrymandering, policing equity, and voting rights. In this election year, Future Hindsight offers an unaffiliated perspective into what's at stake and how citizens can make an impact at the local, state, and national level. You'll always come away with something hopeful. Tune in every Thursday to get engaged and stay engaged.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Kai, and I have something really special to share with you today. Consider it my Black History Month gift to you this year. It's a preview of a conversation I'm excited to bring you soon with someone whose talent has cemented her in the annals of Black Hollywood history. Hollywood history, period.
Howdy, sir. High time me and you was introduced. Tell him who I is, high fo.
Pa, Grampy, gents, I want to introduce y'all to my girl. This here, Sophia.
A lot of woman.
Who's kin to you, gal? You seem like trouble.
Oh, no, sir. I'm one of August Butler's daughters. No trouble at all. Just big.
That bubbly voice with the giggle to match belongs to Danielle Brooks, who plays Sophia in the 2023 film adaptation of The Color Purple. Sophia is a no BS woman with a kind heart and a penchant for justice who's just recognizable in so many of our families. She's a foil and a friend to the protagonist, Celie. Sophia refuses to allow her gender or her race to be used as reasons to oppress her, even in the 1930s, even in the South. And that defiance is part of why her story continues to resonate with each generation that rediscovers The Color Purple. Hell no. This is not Danielle Brooks' first time as Sophia. She first played the role a decade ago in the Broadway revival of The Color Purple, earning her a Tony nomination and a Grammy Award. And now her silver screen turn as Sophia has been recognized with a nomination for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role, making Danielle Brooks The Color Purple's sole representative at the Oscars this year, which will air on March 10th. I recently spoke with Danielle about playing a character who has been so instrumental to her professional journey. The Color Purple, as you have said, has just been a huge part of your life and career. Your father took you to see The Color Purple on Broadway at 15. Now you're Sophia. Talk about the way this play and this story has shown up in your life. What has it meant to you?
I think what I'm experiencing right now, Kai, I'm sort of going in mourning. I've been with Sophia for so long, and even though I have stopped playing her in the movie, I've been talking about her for months, you know, during this press run. And when I talk about her, I'm being asked, what has she taught you, and what lessons have you learned from her? And when I really reflect on that in my life, she has given me so much on an artistic scale and on a personal scale. And I just know, like, come March 10th after the Oscars, when the conversations are over, that chapter is really done. It's going to be complete. And that saddens me because I have taken so much from Sophia. She's teaching me how to fight for myself when I've lost that. There's been moments in this industry where you do feel like, man, maybe I should settle for this. Maybe I don't ask for more in my contract, or maybe I just say okay to that when I really didn't want to, or, you know, vice versa. And now, after playing her, but also this gift that keeps on giving, you know, having more agency behind me, having all of these nominations and BAFTA and SAG and Oscars and critics and da-da-da-da, like, she's really given me ammunition to really fight for what I want and deserve in this industry.
And is that how she's evolved? I was wondering how she has evolved for you over the years of her being in your life, this iconic character. You know, I mean, even for me, she's changed as an idea over the years since I first read Color Purple. So watching it now,
yes.
How has she evolved for you?
So in the beginning, she was teaching me that there was a space for me. And that portion of my life was when I was 15, when I saw this character, this full-figured woman played by Felicia P. Fields, being so bold and, you know, brave and living in her skin and saying hell no. When I saw Felicia P. Fields play her in 2005, Sophia was teaching me there's a space for me in this industry. That was the first lesson. Then playing her on Broadway 10 years later, when I was terrified to be on that stage because I started to have imposter syndrome from everything clicking so fast for me and getting Tony nominated and now having a Grammy and all these things were just happening and getting to do Orange is the New Black at the same time. People were really seeing my talent. I was starting to feel like, this isn't supposed to happen like this. And Sophia taught me that I have all the power that I need inside of me. Like, I can do it. Mm. I can say hell no to my fears. I can say hell no to that I'm not enough and I'm not worthy. She taught me that. And so when I came into playing her this past year, 2023, that's when she taught me to own my power. You know, I've gone through all of these things in this industry and now it's time to own it, Danielle. It's time to land it. It's time to, you know, kick that dirt in the sand, dust or whatever it is and just kick that door open the way I do at the top of hell no and come into that house. This is time to own it. You know, this is time to show the world who you are. And so even now, after playing her in this next phase, even though I'm not on stage, but I'm still connected to her, it's the fight, fighting for myself. You know, I might not win. Shit, I ain't been winning, to be honest. Like, you know, I've won in a sense. I definitely know I have won in a sense. I haven't been winning, but I'm not going to stop fighting. You know, I'm not going to give up and just throw in and say, all right, that was great, cool. Nah, I'm gonna fight till the end, you know? So that's what she's giving me.
I have to ask, you can tell me no, but I have to ask if I can get a little bit of hell no from you.
Would you
give us a little bit of it?
These speakers won't bust out.
Bust out the speakers, bust them out.
Okay. All my life I've had to fight. I had to fight my daddy, had to fight my brothers, my cousins, my uncles too. But I never, 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 never thought I'd have to fight in my own house.
I am blessed.
Anybody who thinks I didn't really sing that.
Nobody is confused.
Okay.
Nobody is confused. There is much more Danielle Brooks where that came from coming up on Notes from America on Oscar night, Sunday, March 10th, 6 p.m. Eastern. You can hear our full conversation. Check your local public radio listings to see if Notes from America airs where you are live, or just stream it at WNYC.org. Thanks for listening. You need to say, you better say, you ought to say. Hell, 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 hell.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.